Welcome to the Son Season 5, Episode 20, where we watch Amazing Pools off the
Insane pools
off the deep end. Season 1, Episode 4. I'm Chris Lorenz.
This is Brian.
Mr. Noah.
Noah Singer.
And Max.
Yep.
That
you're all quiet.
User resume Max.
Max's mic is a little he's on the East Coast this week, so he's a new setup.
Testing. 1, 2, 3. Can you hear me?
Yes, but your internet's a little gargled.
You know what? Let me work.
All right. While you work on that, if this is your first time, we go through a new reality show each week where we watch an episode and discuss how terrible or good the show is. And this week, we chose poorly. Anyway, Mr. Ma, can you give us the show description?
Yep. It can be said that Lucas Congdon has gone off the deep end building custom pools and gardens. His Florida-based company, Lucas Lagoons, creates grand, nature-inspired backyard oases across the country. From majestic waterfalls to natural saltwater grottos on remote islands, Lucas and his crazy team of artisans and others have been turning dry plots into exotic waterfronts for more than 20 years. In hour-long episodes, Insane Pools documents Congdon's award-winning work as he makes a splash with clients to rekindle their love of the outdoors. That is Insane Pools off the deep end on Animal Planet.
All right. I mean, that explains all. You guys in somebody's backyard. And it's a pretty nuts pool, to be honest. Like, I'm sure each episode's some nuts pool. But
I would say it was a nuts pool, but I'm not convinced it was an insane pool.
That's very true, Max. I feel like the level of insanity needs to be way higher.
Like, it was very impressive. It wasn't insane. An insane pool. What is your definition of an insane pool, Chris?
I think it would have to be like a water park. There'd have to be like rides. There's got to be like, there's just like, it's got to be a hot tub. It's got to be like a whole setup. It can't just be like a pool.
I was thinking
it needs to have
house is a castle and have a moat around it and your swimming pool.
I think that would be insane. Or like in Pimp My Ride, exhibit would always be like this like random feature right in the car that was just beyond imagination. You know, it'd be like, oh,
no, this had that. It was a vegetable garden.
Yeah. You know, like in the car, you'd have like push this button and you have a fresh quesadilla. You know, it'd be like, what? A quesadilla in my car? Like, it needs that level of insanity.
Yeah, but that like in that stuff is just like impossible to fix. So you're just screwed. Like, yes. Well, that just doesn't work anymore.
Very impractical, but insane.
That's fair.
It's the same problem as Tiny House Hunters. Or what was the show where they were like myth-bustering tiny homes?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, okay, anyway.
Anyway, so all right, let's go on to this episode. Let's try to get over this as quick as possible because it's fucking garbage. And we all know it. So we got Lucas Tucker from Tucker Pools. He's the guy that owns the business. He's making this pool. He was making it for Valerie and Henry Taylor. He's making this like kind of double. It's a double pool with like a moat between the two or a creek or. Oh, yeah.
It's got a path between them, like a waterway, and then a bridge over that waterway.
I just don't understand why. Like, well, anyway,
yeah, just make it a super pool. What the
Like the one pool has like this giant like rock formation that has like a waterfall over it that we get to see come together, and then the other side is more like a jets, and it's got like an infinity pool or like a therapy pool, which is weird. Anyway, I'll have to get into that. And like they just set up this huge is the whole backyards they did. Yeah. They set up the deck, all the like lighting, all their speaker system, the TV, the garden, like all of it they did. But Brian, how much did this cost this couple?
It was like $140,000.
Yeah.
$145,000.
The same thing about this pool, the cost.
I want to know how this couple can afford this. Like, they built custom house and then they threw away $5,000 because they're like, the pool we signed for isn't good enough. We're going to wait a bit and then hire this company to make this insane pool for $140,000 more. And this was like a plot point in the show, was like, man, they like, the other people couldn't get it done, but my man Tucker, he's got it. Which,
the one point about the show that I thought was nice, where, you know, we talked about this a lot last week during the barbecue show, where they try to play these emotional stories. This show had the opportunity to really harp on, like, this is their retirement package and, you know, how much they've worked, which I'm sure they have. But they didn't do that. They focused on building the pool, which I got to give them credit for.
That's fair. They did focus on the pool.
I learned a lot about building pools. Learned a lot about therapy pools.
Especially, like, custom pools. I don't know, like, if you're just like, hey, give me the standard pool, like, this is how this works. But for, like, a custom pool, definitely learned a bit.
Learned a lot about cutting rocks. Learned about grottos. Learned about mud.
So let's go over Tucker's employees, because they're the, like, they're pretty much the stars of the show. We got John Old Man. John the Old Man. We just referred to as Old Man. So each person has a name, but then they have their nickname, which, who they call them.
Okay, so here's a question. Was this his old man? Was this his father?
I don't know. I don't think so.
No.
Because it was called out with Jane Woo Man Tucker.
Woo Man. Oh, that's how you pronounce it.
Woo Man. Come on.
To be clear, the owner of this company hired his mother and just refers to her as woman.
Yeah, it is really jarring every time
I have that to he says it. Forced. Like, there's no way before the show that he called his mother woman.
I don't know. It seems so natural. Like, there's no, like, she doesn't double take. She's just all in. Like, it's pretty much like he comes in and say, woman, give me that tool over there. Woman, help me with this. Woman, what? Like, what? Stop it.
That was terrible to hear.
Yeah, I mean, they do stick to the bit. There's a bit where everyone has a nickname. You know, there is Old Man, Crash, Woman.
Yeah, I got it. We got Chris, Crash, Matt, Sunshine.
Sunshine. Yeah, but it as their characters, like, they continue to call them each other by their nicknames. Like, clearly that's not, like, the nicknames they use all the time. They're playing to the show, and they did a good job of, like, playing to the camera.
That almost makes, like, the...
It kind of makes it worse.
Yeah.
Like, for this show, Mom, your nickname is Woman. Like, oh, what?
There are some questionable decisions about the nicknames they chose. But I give them credit for not only doing their job, but playing the bit.
But also, so, like, the bits, they have these asides they have. They have, like, a snake bit where they quote-unquote find a snake. And then, like, people are quote-unquote scared of snakes. And then there's just, it's just like, no, it's so boring. Like, I don't care.
People eat that shit up, Chris.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do. It's in, like, almost every reality show. Like, it's so manufactured, it must work.
Yeah, so I agree with Brian. Like, we don't like it, but they put it in all the time. I feel like it just, that, what is it called? Like, the comic relief, even though it's not good relief, it helped balance out the tediousness of building a pool.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, like, there's one thing when it feels like a real, like, thing that happened, and there's just, like, another thing where it just feels like terrible actors doing a terrible bit that, like, it just never works.
Yeah, the acting quality, because it's all real people,
yeah,
never comes out that good.
Trying, there was also a bit where they were like throwing mud at each other and they had like kept cutting away to the like confessionals, and it was just like, shoot me now. It was so bad.
I guarantee you, if you're having a mud fight during one pool construction, you're having a mud fight during every pool construction.
I mean, the actual fight kind of looked like somewhat reasonable, maybe. I don't know how many times like that dude's gonna pick up like an old woman, put her like into the bucket of mud. Like, what? Like, you're picking up people? Like, that's just not a normal thing, Brian.
You're picking up coworkers. This is not a good workplace.
Just like, yeah. So that's the bit, is that like they get into a fight and then Crash picks up woman and puts her in like the mud, and then it's just like, then some other guy comes in and breaks it up or something. Like, just like, no, that just doesn't happen.
No, no. This is also where woman has a, what I think is the best quote of the episode, whereas be the assholes we were meant to be, which, if there is a tagline ever made, that's a tagline.
Not for this show, maybe.
Definitely disagree. I think the star of the show was not the star of the show. The star of the show was Henry, the guy whose house was having the pool installed.
Yeah.
He was very likable.
Henry's good. It was good. Because everything Henry did was real. There was no fake Henry.
He was real. His enthusiasm or lack thereof was always infectious.
Henry was mostly real. Like, I like him, but
does he ham it up 10%? Sure.
Yeah, only at the end do we get
real. Call his own mom woman.
Yeah. But only at the end do we get real. Other times, the producers had him just like interject, you know, on the project and be like, hey,
I mean, when he's out there, the producers are like, hey, we need your idea. Give us what you think of this. But I don't think they're like, those seem like his real reactions. They're not, but maybe not. Maybe you're right. I don't know.
I do have a little bit of beef with him. So, like, initially, when Lucas suggested, like, the idea of a swim-up bar, he's like, no, that idea sucks. I'm like, ooh, you're already starting off on bad foot. Like, swim-up bar would be great.
I don't, like, their pool, like, a pool with a swim-up bar just doesn't look as natural as this guy's pool.
It's true.
Because it's got to be, then you have to have a straight line, really?
Yeah. No, you don't really have to. I mean, like, you could have, like, just the same type of rock, but it's definitely not natural. And then,
you know, the guy knows what he wants.
Yeah.
Yeah. He wasn't saying he didn't want a bar, to be clear. There is a bar. It's just not in the pool.
Yeah.
It's outside
the pool. But then you got to get out of the pool. But then he was also like getting healthy. So then he was like also redeemed.
Well, like, okay. So these are the things that he said he wanted in his pool outdoor life. He wants TV, barbecue, to host people. He wants a real waterfall. None of this fake waterfall BS, Brian.
Yeah.
He wanted that wow factor.
Yeah, and he got it.
He got
it. You got, so going into the corner a little bit, you get to choose your wow factor on lucaslagoons.com. They have a pretty good intake form. You can get a modern Zen, a classical Northern Natural, or fun and tropical Caribbean Cove, or other. Describe below.
Oh, I want other.
Just say, come over and I'll show you.
I want swim up bars, and I want it to be a hot tub, but as big as a pool. What, Brian, what is your wow factor for your pool?
I mean, like you said, it's got to have a hot, it's like separate hot tub section.
Does it have to be separate? Like, it should just like.
You got to have a hot tub like somewhere in the mix. Like, I don't know if just having it off on the side is like going to be like working for it. It's just like, oh yeah, here's a pool with a hot tub on it. Like,
I feel like, you tell me.
Yeah. Okay. So the next thing is then infinity pool. Like, you got to be able to like have some falling over the edge, but so then you, like, you're not.
Okay. So you need a place where an infinity pool would make sense.
Right.
Yeah. I was just about to say, like, what if you don't have a place?
we might be talking some major terraforming, but I mean, even if it's just a hill, like.
Okay.
I wonder how well that would work in infinity pool, like with a 3 foot drop.
Is it just is like one edge infinity and then just bars all along the edge, or is it just one bar somewhere?
Oh no, there's just one bar, like
one giant bar. It's the longest pool bar in the Guinness World Records.
Yeah. Do you just have like permanent help? The question is, do you have permanent help there?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, like with the bar concept on the pool, is like, would I want one? Actually, no. Because it's all about someone making you the drinks, where I rather just like, I can just put my beer or my drink on the ledge of the pool and like, deal's done.
But if you have the pool bar, you can make your drinks while you're in the pool.
Yeah, but then like your hands are all gross and covered in chlorine.
There's a big operational, like, literally, how do you get the drink in your hand when in the pool? Where, I don't know if like a pool bar, I think maybe like a little nook for like a cooler.
Some sort of grotto, maybe?
A grotto cooler, yeah.
I have an idea. You know those like bank teller vacuum tubes? You just hit a button and it brings it from the house through.
I like where you're talking. That's a wow factor right there.
Yeah.
I think it's very good
sound effects.
It's like living in the Pacific Northwest right now. It's gotta be like the water can get hot. Like, it's got to be able to get, way better than normal pool heating. That's all I really want. I just want a normal pool and, that.
With just super heating. Okay. I like that.
It could be, a mini pool, but, with the infinity pool kind of, not infinity pool, therapy pool section where you could actually swim. That would be cool. But it's got to be able to get hot. I need to be able to use this thing all year round. I'm not just building this thing to use for like 2 months out of the year.
Would you try to get like a dome or something to like cover it for the winter months?
I mean, you have to cook like if it snows, right? Like you got to cover it.
Yeah. So, no, you have to cover it, but I'm talking about like a cover like while you're operating it or just like on the pool itself.
I don't know. That's a question for the wow factor. I don't know what the options are. He's got to come up with the options for me. I don't know.
It's true.
Preferably, I'd like to use it all round, but like retractable in the summer.
Yeah.
That would be cool to have some sort of button and it retracts the roof.
Sports dome style, yeah.
Yeah, sports dome style. Noah, do you have a pool wow factor you want?
And I've been trying to think of like what would really be the wow. I don't think this is realistic.
Max,
I don't even know what it'd be called. But you know how you're in a pool too long, you get the prunes on your fingers, the wrinkles. Yeah. Something that could like rehydrate your hands while you're in the pool. So then you're good to go for another hour.
I feel like that's neat factor, not wow factor.
Tell me the difference between neat and wow.
The extra wow. Max, what do you got?
Okay, so I think you can do this for the price, but it would be a one shot. You can only do it once. So you have your pool, you invite your friends over, they come to your pool, singing in the pool, Owen Wilson, he looks at you and he says, wow.
Yep.
I mean, for the price they spent on this pool, you could definitely have that done.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you think do you think because Owen Wilson is going to be hanging out in your pool, the price is lowered a little bit?
I don't know. Unclear. Maybe he really likes pools. Maybe he'll do it for free. Maybe it's like Bill Murray where he just shows up.
Yeah, I can see that.
All right, let's get back to this show, unfortunately. But they intro the people, then they start building this, pool. They dig a hole. They put in cement. they build with rocks, which is the most interesting section, I think, mm-hmm. where they like take what, like 48 tons of rock and like yeah. build it up around this concrete base to make it look like, I don't know. It looks really good, but like
amazing,
like yeah. a natural kind of rock facing waterfall. That yeah, was the most interesting part of the episode, but
yeah, absolutely. It was still just so slow. Yeah, like
it was fucking slow as fuck. Mm-hmm. After they did the rocks, but the rocks took so long. It was like half the episode where it's putting these fucking rocks in. Then they made the deck. They like put in some fucking
garden
shit. I don't know.
They put a lot of stuff into this, and then the grotto, the
yeah.
Anyway,
they have the audio visual guy comes out, puts in an 80-inch TV.
Oh, that was like 3 minutes of my life. I really want it back.
That was another fake bit, like super fake.
Yeah.
He was just like, can we move past your fake bit now? So quick.
How big do you want this TV?
Well, what's the biggest size? 80? Okay, well, let's go with that. Yeah. Like, an 80-inch weatherized TV has got to be so expensive.
Do you think was it weatherized? Which was that's what I was confused about.
Really stuck to me. That kind of creeps me out.
There's no way you could put an 80-inch TV outside your house and not have it weatherized. 80-inch TV.
I understand. I mean, I was looking at it. I was looking to see if it was weatherized, and it didn't look like it.
Maybe I mean, like it doesn't look like it. I agree with you.
Or maybe like you have to put a like plexiglass case over it or something when it rains.
Well, like, so we saw them putting in the sound system, which, so the sound system isn't connected to the TV. So you could put a plexiglass kind of around it as long as it cools enough. It really doesn't matter that much. But then you can't see through the plexiglass as well. Like, it's just like, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
It says no bueno if it's not weatherized for sure. Yeah, then we get to see the pool. Like, they show the reaction to the people as they look at the pool. And then yeah. we get, like, kind of, like, this, like, whole walkthrough of the pool.
That, how about the swim jets?
How about the what?
The swim jets.
Oh, he just, like, dropped his knees. On the swim jets.
Yeah, Henry was really wanted that therapy. So, what if you don't know what a therapy jet is, or I don't know, therapy pool is that it, like, it's a thing where you can swim in the water. They have like water rushing at you. So you're not going anywhere while you're swimming. You could just swim infinity, which is really why that isn't called an infinity pool is like really pisses me off. Cause like, yeah, it makes so much more sense. You go for infinity, you go, not like yeah. you can see into infinity. Like, who gives a fuck?
Infinity pools did not have the tech needed at the time, and then they just swooped in for the name. They made a good move.
I mean, I'll give it to them because I think they had the name first.
Yeah,
but I really like the name Infinity Pool for the therapy like pool instead.
Oh yeah,
but yeah, Henry definitely stole the show at this like outro section where they were like, "Hey, you're like 80% there." You're 85% there. You're 95% there in terms of the wow factor he was looking for.
He's also been back to this place like quite a few times to like assess the situation. Why is he like not really like, why is he wowed by this right now?
I think that's a good question, Brian. Good question.
I mean, you know, the final product looked a lot better than it did going on.
I assume, Brian, what I would have done if I was the producers would be like, hey, why don't you guys go on a long weekend and we put in like the half the shit that they put in. Like, they'll put in the speaker, the TV, the garden, like the furniture, all that stuff is not in, they don't see any of that till like the end.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
But I can't, they probably didn't do that because they're fucking lazy. it's Animal Planet.
Such a home makeover just knock off.
All right. I think we're ready for some questions, guys.
Yes, please.
We'll do some more minutia in the questions.
I got some good minutia.
Yeah. We'll get there. All right. So who's the worst human being? I think we all know who that is. That is definitely Lucas Tucker for calling his mom woman.
Actually, his name is Lucas Condom Dong.
Oh. Whatever his name is, he's the worst human being by far.
Lucas Condon.
No question.
Yep.
Let's see. Who do we got? Is this an upgrade or downgrade for him? No one cares.
Is this the end of his career? Yes.
What's the most baffling or
crazy? It would be better if everyone was naked.
Yeah, that would be amazing.
Yeah.
Would the show be better if everyone was kids?
No.
Actually, I do kind of want to see some kids like just like trying to lift those rocks and shit.
Yeah, I want to see kids create a pool. Kids, here you go. Make an insane pool.
Honestly, that would be really fun.
I could imagine that being even more boring than this show.
I mean, yeah, because somebody's going to actually have to come in and like do something, but
we saw people make a pool. Like okay, but kids, what are they making? They're making no pool.
Real life Rugrats would suck.
Yeah, maybe it was animated and not reality. I could see that. Like a satire. What's the most baffling / cringeworthy moment? Brian, what do you
think? Mom, woman.
Oh, so there was one point when they were balancing the rock for the waterfall, and because like of the shape of it, the straps weren't fitting right, so Lucas got on it to balance the weight, supposedly. But then he got off of it like when they were actually placing it. What did he actually do? Why is it just for him to stand on a fucking rock?
That was so weird. That was just like Tucker, like what the fuck's his name? Lucas, why are you on top of that? So he could bounce it. What? But you're not on top of when you put it in. It seemed like the one guy was getting pretty annoyed at Lucas, because I don't think Lucas is really there for these builds like ever.
No, like he was not a good character.
He is terrible, terrible. Noah, do you have a baffling / cringeworthy moment?
I mean, I think it comes down to the money. Like, so the start of the episode, it's $145,000. For this, saying it's a pool is kind of undercutting what they actually did.
It's like a whole backyard.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a whole backyard scene. But dipping into the minutia from there, so LucasLagoons.com, which outlines his business. So today, the minimum budget for stuff they work on is $150,000. And that's only within 20 miles of Sarasota. If you're within 50 miles of Sarasota, that minimum budget goes to $250,000. If you are outside of Sarasota but in Florida, you're at $350,000. Then if you're outside Florida, $500,000 minimum budget.
I mean, if you're looking to get a wow factor pool, like who are you going to go to?
Lucas Congdon.
Like, I can't imagine there's that many people making like 200 grand pools.
Yeah, it's definitely got to be a small market. But I think what, like, to the baffling part of the show, you know, it is very clear a market I have never been in. So just seeing like the actual cost for that level of the backyard and pool. Somewhat baffling, but also kind of interesting just to learn about that.
Yeah. You know what I think the most baffling moment in the show is?
That they put the show on?
The whole fucking thing. Like, in whose mind did they think it was a good idea to make an hour-long show of putting together a pool?
I think that is close to the right question. Who put three seasons on?
That's fair.
Did you say there was like a fourth season, or am I making that up?
I didn't hear that. Sorry.
Don't worry about it.
There's multiple pool like shows, but like there's three seasons of this thing. It's nuts. I just like just watching this thing, and you're just watching people pour concrete, and you're watching people put mud down and put rocks on. This is just not interesting at all.
Yeah, the least interesting thing is watching paint dry. The second least interesting thing is watching concrete dry.
Yeah, it's just baffling. Baffling, Brian. All right, let's get through the rest of our minor minutiae. Brian, okay. What do you have?
Come back to me.
I got, so the, what's his name? Henry comes out and he's like, talking about his old contract. He's like, you can't just have a hole in the ground. I got to have a wow pool. Can't just have a hole in the ground. I thought he had a great, great delivery of that line. Let's see. What, Brian, you got yours now?
Yeah. Oh, man. Like, some of, like, the woman quotes, like, were just so bad. It was like, crash, you get into the machine and swing it onto woman. Like, you, that just sounds so bad in every way.
Yeah. Just, I've got, there was one shot where, like, they were, like, looking at Tucker, and then they, like, looked at, like, Crash or whatever. Did he come around the corner? And it just lingers on him, and the color ratio, the color rating on the shot just changes from, like, really bright white to, like, brown to like orange to red. You're like, who, what, what's going on here? The production's crew not doing their job. That's really what happened. And I thought that was funny because you don't see that often. Noah, you got one?
Yeah, I mean, spoke about this before, but be the assholes we were meant to be. You know, they had it in like the pre-segment preview, and then woman really delivered it home. And that is a line that I may get tattooed on me. I really like it. We'll see.
You got to remind me to put that in their show description, because I think that's pretty good.
I will do.
Max, you got one?
I got jack shit.
I got a question for you. What is upcycled furniture?
Oh,
it means
it's when you take old shitty stuff and you craft it together into new furniture.
Basically, yeah. Or like, well, you get someone else, like they take it, they, you know, make into something they like.
Isn't that just recycled furniture? Like,
recycled means like upcycled. Okay, let me give you an example. They had a chair here that had a wagon wheel as part of it. The wagon wheel was not originally part of a chair. It was upcycled into a part of a chair. Whereas recycled furniture just means it was a chair before, I threw it out, somebody's using it now.
Okay, this, all right. Thank you. Yeah. That was they just like, when they bring in furniture, they said that. All right, so what is some drinking rules, guys? We got some drinking rules for this.
Anytime you see a body of water on screen, you have to drink that same volume of vodka.
I think a good one was anytime you hear any nickname, take a drink.
That's pretty good. I say take a shot at like every one of their funny bits. Like, and I say funny with like air quotes, because you're gonna want something to help this make it funny.
Yeah. Noah, you have a drinking rule?
Yeah, I've been thinking. I think the one I come around to, which maybe is a little too serious, they actually spoke a lot about different flowers and fauna and flora, like around Florida, and so anytime they kind of like dive into the more scientific terminology around the natural environment of Florida, take a drink.
I think I have one to make the show very way more palatable. All right. So you set up three shots ready to go right before this show starts. You take all three during the intro. So you get a little buzzed, get a little drunk before the show. So maybe you get, you know, sane enough to turn this fucking thing off.
Yeah. I think that's the way to watch it.
So what's the production schedule? I think that's pretty clear. They have 8 weeks to build this thing, so like it's just 8 weeks.
Yeah. I imagine all of them are like cool, different in some way.
What shows inspired the show? Like, this is not the first, like, let's watch people build this thing.
But yeah, it's that like Home Makeover show. Where they do Move That Bus.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Extreme Home Makeover.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that, yeah, Brian, I think you're spot on. Like, that has to be probably the most specific. But, like, there's just so many previous Home Makeover shows that's like, where are you going to point a specific finger? I think they're just like, which part of the home has not been like niched yet? You know, and they're like, pools, great.
That's definitely not how this show started, dude. This dude, Tucker, has his business. He was like, oh, if we turn this into a reality show, like, get, you know, some more eyeballs, you know, take it to the next level. And that's what happened.
But how do you think Lucas Congdon sold this in the Animal Planet?
Somebody at Animal Planet could have reached out to them, but could have just been a 1-800-ASK-GARY thing where he, like, filmed, like, hey, I just built this cool reality show, compete with whatever. Like, just doesn't take a genius to come up with this idea.
Definitely not a genius, but and the biggest question I have is, why is this on Animal Planet?
You know, I mean, with Top Hooker, at least there were some elements of animals, but this...
Well, this is why they talked about the fauna. Talking about, you know...
No, they were talking about flora. I guess there was a snake on the show, so that's why it's on Animal Planet.
It seemed like some of the other episodes were about, like, aquatic pools with, like, could have some, like, actual fish in them.
You think people get that? Like, pools with actual fish in the pool?
Yeah, well, that was episode one.
Yeah, it seemed like episode one seemed more along the lines of, like, somebody making an aquarium and they're, like an actual, like, having some sort of pond in their backyard and not, like, a pool. That makes
it's like you'd have to keep them separate, right? Otherwise, fish would get...
Yeah, I agree with you. I'm not saying that they made a pond or like a pool. They made like a pond.
Nice. Yeah.
Like a man-made pond for like... But what do I fucking... I'm never watching it. If you know, reach out to us, let us know, and then let us know why you watched it, because I'm very curious.
That's the big question.
All right. Ratings time. So each week we do a stack ranking system. We have a top, middle, bottom, third. Some people stack rank in their stack ranks. So, like, you know, you'll get used to it. I don't. But it's bottom, third, garbage, so boring. I'm so done. Brian, what do you got for me?
Middle to bottom. Oh, man. I was so excited at first, and then it just dragged on.
Noah, what do you got for me?
Yeah. I'm a little torn. I like that they really went into the pool building process. Like, they show them, like, color-coding the pipes. They went through that there's, like, three different pipe systems. They explained a lot more detail than other home improvement shows we watched where they really gloss over a lot of the detail. So I'm very torn for putting it as bottom. So because of those reasons, I'm going to put it in the middle, but bottom of the middle, because it probably should be closer to the bottom.
All right, Max, what do you got for us?
Bottom third, middle of the bottom. It dragged on way too long. The only reason it's not bottom of the bottom is I did learn some stuff. There was some moments of learning and interest, but few and far.
There you go. There you go, everyone. Speaking of a better show, been watching Lovecraft Country on HBO. It's good. I like it. It's like a cool, like, horror show that just kind of like interweaves some storylines in a really cool way. But like, some episodes are like really out there, and they're like, each week you have no idea what to expect. In this day and age of just like binge watching and watching normal stuff, like, this is a really nice, like, breath of fresh air. So
what is it?
Lovecraft Country.
Yeah, like, is it like every episode is like totally different? Is it like a storyline?
So there is a weaving storyline between each episode. Like, it stars, like, I don't know, like, two main characters. There's a guy and a girl, and or a man and a woman, whatever you want. And like, the first two episodes are really about them, and then like, each episode like leads to another episode, but they might not be the star of that episode. Like, a couple episodes ago, there was like a Korean woman was like the lead, but like the man ended up in the story and it like interjected back into the other story, overarching story. And then they just kind of weave interact. There was like different people will take focus and it allows like a different view on their lives instead of like just these two people all the time. But it is like an anthology, kind of like one episode is about, you know, this specific horror and the next episode's like about a different kind of horror.
Sounds cool.
So there you go. Yeah, that's my recommendation for the week. Brian, what is your recommendation for the week?
Fresh Prince. Just stop at season 4 though. Or season 5.
Season 5. How many seasons of Fresh Prince is there?
6. I'm almost done.
So like, yeah, I haven't really tried to get into it. Is it worth it?
Like, I think so. I think it's like good clean-hearted fun. Like, but then it gets like really too hammed up. 5 and 6.
All right. Noah, what's your recommendation for the week?
The last and final season of Schitt's Creek is out on Netflix. They dropped it a little earlier than everyone was expecting. Go get your shits on.
Max, what's your recommendation for the week?
Don't watch Insane Pools.
All right. There you have it. There you have it this week.
I finished Raised by Wolves. Not perfect, but a very interesting season of television.
All right. Well, that's it for us this week. You can find us on Twitter at UbithTheSon. You can find us on Facebook.com/UbithTheSon. You can email us questions and suggestions at UbithTheSon@gmail.com. And we'll see you guys next time.